It's seen as one of the most spectacular robberies of all time in Germany. Many people were left wondering how these young men could enter such a heavily secured museum and steal more than 4,300 diamonds. Aged between 24 and 29, they're brothers and cousins belonging to the same family from Berlin. On the night of November 25th, 2019, they entered the Greenwald Museum after causing a power cut that left the neighborhood in darkness. CCTV footage shows two men inside the vaults. They smashed glass displays with an axe. Days before, they'd sawn open some of the window grating so they could get inside quickly. They hold dozens of historical pieces. Among them were a diamond-laden brass star of the Polish Order of the White Eagle, a diamond set head closure, and a sword with 777 small diamonds, all belonging to the 18th century collection of Augustus the Strong, the Elector of Saxony, who later became the King of Poland. Trying to find the stolen jewelry, police searched canals in Berlin. They found nothing, but after negotiations with several suspects, much of the jewelry was returned.
One of the men convicted over the jewelry robbery in Dresden had previously been convicted over the theft of a 100-kilogram gold coin from the Berlin Bode Museum here behind me. Prosecutors in the Dresden case have been criticized for making a deal with members of a family known to live off organized crime.
The court defended the decision to make a deal.
Without a deal, there would have been no return of a jewelry, at least not in the foreseeable future. And it was also clear that the law enforcement authorities had no idea where the jewelry could be, so it would have been very doubtful whether it would ever have made its way back to Saxony.
As part of the plea bargain, three of the convicted men had their detention suspended and were released. Stefan Fasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.